This is M&N Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. The Twins' bullpen imploded in the seventh inning last night, and the Tigers beat Minnesota 7-2 in Detroit. Twins starting pitcher Phil Hughes worked into the seventh inning and held a 2-1 lead. He was then removed from the game after throwing 75 pitches up to that point. That left some scratching their head. Minnesota manager Paul Molitor explained that Hughes had been suffering some shoulder fatigue.
Yeah, he kind of gave us a heads up to keep an eye on him. You know, we were kind of looking for any kind of trouble. To go ahead and make a move, you know, Danny made a nice run at Miggy's ball, but couldn't make the catch. We had made a lot of nice defensive plays all around the field all night long, but that one we didn't quite make, and they hit the sacrifice fly and, you know, get Phil off the mound feeling good about it. Pretty good outing.
Hughes says he was hanging by a thread in that seventh inning.
You know, I almost feel like I'm cheating death at that point, and so they decided to go to the pen, which I had no issue with, considering, you know, everything that we knew. And obviously, hindsight's a different story, but yeah, that was the reason for that.
Hughes says he will not go on the disabled list. The bullpen, of course, faltered. The Tigers pulled away. They scored all seven of their runs in that frame. Minnesota's now 10-28 on the year. They'll wrap up the series with a matinee game today at noon. Also playing a game today will be the WNBA defending champion Minnesota Lynx. They visit Chicago for an 11:30 a.m. midweek daytime contest. Lynx coach Cheryl Reeves says Chicago will present a challenge because they want to run an offense.
Yeah, that's their world. They experience 90s often. Very scary team offensively. Very, very scary team in that they've got so many weapons. They've just got this terrific mindset. And they run some unique things that spread you out and cause decision-making if you help or overhelp. Very dangerous team.
The Lynx are 1-0. And the Timberwolves will have the fifth pick in next month's NBA draft. They finished with the fifth worst record in the league, and that's where they end up in the draft pecking order after last night's NBA draft lottery. Philadelphia got the top pick. This is M&N Sports.